Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. 3 billion years ago, things on Earth were different. For one thing, there wasn't all this oxygen all over the place. The first cyanobacteria had to figure out a way to live on volcanic carbon dioxide, water, and sunlight alone. These old-timey organisms lived anaerobically, that is, without oxygen. Strangely enough, what we're breathing today is the type of atmosphere that they made possible for us, because the byproduct that they excreted, oxygen, eventually overtook Earth's atmosphere. Any remaining anaerobic organisms were forced into the oxygenless nooks and crannies of the planet and kept simple and single-celled. However, when there's a rule, there's usually an exception, and a group of scientists have discovered a small parasitic cnidarian, that is, a relative of a jellyfish, that apparently doesn't use oxygen to breathe. They published their findings in the February 24th, 2020 issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. This animal, taxonomical name Henegaia salminicola, is a tiny parasite with a long tail that feeds on the muscle tissue of salmon and other fish. It's a eukaryote, which just means that it's a member of a broad group of organisms that includes most of the living things that you can see with your naked eye, animals, plants, fungi, etc. The cells of eukaryotes contain all sorts of fancy organelles that their more primitive counterparts, the prokaryotes, don't have. One of those organelles is the mitochondrion, a structure that has a tiny genome all of its own, separate from the rest of the organism, and which eukaryotic cells use to produce energy with the help of oxygen. But within the larger groups that we call eukaryotes, there are a few single-celled non-animal species that are anaerobic. They don't have mitochondria, but rather something that scientists call mitochondrion-related organelles. Hanegaea selminicola is the first animal to have this feature. It's all very strange, so how did they get this way? For the article this episode is based on, How Stuff Works spoke with study co-author Stephen Atkinson, a research professor in the Department of Microbiology at Oregon State University. He said, the ancestors of Hanegaea almost certainly had mitochondria. All its closest relatives have mitochondria, so the evolution to an anaerobic lifestyle and loss of functional mitochondria appears to be a recent adaptation of that species alone, at least that we know of so far. In the cells of typical animals, the mitochondria use oxygen in a multi-step process to create chemical energy. The research team found that this parasite has just had to adapt to an environment with very little available oxygen. Without the need for mitochondria, it lost the genetic instructions for at least several parts of the processes that use oxygen. So by losing that mitochondrial genome, the parasite saves energy by not having to copy genes for things it no longer needs. But how can it survive without oxygen in the first place? Atkinson said, we presume that it must instead absorb molecules related to energy production from the host cells, which have already done part of the processing. Stealing something from the host is fundamental to parasitism. Like many important discoveries, this finding was totally unexpected. The researchers were hoping to compare the genomes of two small parasites, but each time they tried to run that of the Hanegaea selminicola, something was obviously very weird. Looking into it further, they found its cells contained a little empty bag where a mitochondrion might once have been. Atkinson said, this discovery has expanded our understanding of what it means to be an animal by showing that even complex life can evolve in a way to succeed in environments without oxygen. Knowing that anaerobic animals can exist alerts us to the fact that we must be on the lookout for this in other species, and maybe look in anaerobic environments for animals where we never would have looked before. Specifically, for Mixozoan parasite research, it means we will look for unusual or missing mitochondria in other species from now on, to try and discover the connections between hosts, tissue, and environment that lead to loss of mitochondrial function to take advantage of anaerobic metabolism. The discovery of anaerobic mechanisms in these parasites could also open a new avenue for treatment, as specific drugs have been used to target other anaerobic parasites. Today's episode is based on the article, Can You Live Without Oxygen? This Animal Can, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesselyn Shields. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.